The public health crisis posed by the coronavirus means that increasingly people are encouraged or forced to isolate themselves. That's a crucial element of fighting any spikes in the spread of the disease. To discuss the emotional impact on families, we're joined by Dr. Marnie Chanoff. She's a psychiatrist on the faculty of Harvard Medical School and at McLean Hospital. Dr. Chanoff, thanks for speaking with WBUR's Weekend Edition.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
What is the number one challenge as you see it facing folks who have to work from home?
The number one challenge is what to do with our children and how to maintain a sense of normalcy and a sense of calm in our homes. I recommend that as early as possible, parents and families sit down together and come up with a routine, whatever that means for any individual family. Parents are working from home. Some parents have to actually go into work. They have to figure out childcare. They have to ask for help from people that they're normally not used to asking for help from. Sitting down and coming up with a plan. And of course, things are changing so quickly that the plan needs to be short term. A plan for the next few days, a plan for the week, perhaps, knowing that it might have to change. Children really do well with routine and structure. The structure and routine at home will have to be different than usual. So starting from scratch, what are we going to do each morning? Sticking to a routine in terms of what time we wake up. What do we do when we wake up? Having office hours at home. Talking with your family. I need to get my work done. I'm going to be in my office, which could just be a bedroom, for the next few hours. I will come out. If there's an emergency, please let me know. But I really need to just be able to close the door and be quiet. What are the things that you can do? Of course, this is for older kids. But just maintaining a sense of normalcy and structure and routine is going to be really, really important.
Being as the family is a sort of integrated organism, would you say that the more that children are calmed by the routine, that will provide sort of a cycle of calm in the family as the adults can calm down if their children are calm?
Yes, and it goes both ways. You know, parents are under a tremendous amount of stress right now. We're all anxious. Everyone's worried. You know, the things are moving so fast, feeling really, really anxious. And the more we can normalize that for ourselves and for our children, the better. The anxiety is to be expected. What we need to really focus on is how we show up to the anxiety, recognizing our own signs of anxiety, recognizing our children's signs of anxiety, and addressing them early is very important. Normalizing anxiety, it's okay. Anxiety is not necessarily bad. Anxiety, in many cases, keeps us informed. It keeps us motivated. It keeps us driven to do the right thing. So normalizing that for ourselves, cutting ourselves some slack as parents, recognizing we're not going to be the perfect employee and the perfect parent right now, recognizing that's okay is, you know, really important.
Can you speak to some of the specific challenges, the mental health challenges facing hourly workers who cannot do their jobs remotely and who can't afford to stay home?
Yes, this is going to be tremendously, tremendously stressful and taxing. And I think the more people can rely on family, trusted support networks, staying in close contact with the people that they can trust the most, staying in contact with community, communication, you know, what are the resources in the community? And of course, you know, the leaders of our communities are figuring this out day by day. So checking back often, what is up and running? What are they moving towards? What can I access for my family? That's going to be really, really important. This is a time for people to really simplify and ask for help. And then those of us who are in the position to help, you know, we need to reach out to those who may need our help. We need to offer help. It's a time for us as a community on a very local level to take care of each other.
Doctor, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Marnie Chanoff is a psychiatrist on the faculty of Harvard Medical School and at McLean Hospital. For more on the coronavirus, go to wbur.org/coronavirus.